Tell you what, if they built this.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for May the 4th, 2015 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of the city council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests in the back. One of you happen to be a student? I thought so. What school do you represent? All right, you're quite welcome here. Did you find an agenda on the side table there? That might help you out. If you need anything as the meeting goes along, let us know. And at this time, we invite you to join us in our pledge of allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I do have several for you tonight. To add is agenda item 11. Work department, work truck, water department work truck, water department work truck. Ordinance is 31 and 32, 2015. That's A and B under water department work truck. There was a motion to bring an ordinance concerning NOIC tonight. That ordinance is in front of you. It's ordinance number 30, 2015. It's up at 9A. Also under information, we now have two informational items. A, income tax report through April. Information item B, first quarter reports for insertion into your loose leaf binders. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of city council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. I need a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to amend the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Item four is approval of meeting minutes from April 20th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the journal of minutes of the April 20th, 2015 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from April 20th, 2015 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five, this has to do with the work that we've talked about recently over by the new library site to add a right turn lane and to do some resurfacing work on the northbound lanes of King Road at Sylvania Avenue. Mr. Aller?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of that project, there will be some signal modifications that will have to be done, obviously by adding that right-hand turn lane. There'll be mast arms that will have to be changed, new foundations, new signal timings, and things of that nature. That type of work is something that we would utilize outside sources for. The engineering firm, Tetra Tech, is a local firm, it's a legal firm. They've done much of our signal work for many years. They did the original system that's along Monroe Street. They're updating that system as we speak. We would prefer to use them for this signalization project. All other engineering on the project we are doing in-house and using city staff for. But this piece of the puzzle, we would like to use outside consultants. Their proposal is for a not-to-exceed figure of $9,000 for this work, and we would recommend moving forward.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? We do have an ordinance, number 28-2015, to accept the proposal of Tetra Tech to do this work. Again, what's the What's the schedule on this work, Kevin?
This work will be completed, the design will be completed by the end of the year, for the total project will be completed by the end of this year, and that construction will take place first part of 2016.
Okay. Very good.
Public Mayor, I would like to qualify that, since I said first part of 2016, we may coordinate that with schools and consider delaying that till schools.
So it's going to be a library under construction on that site then, too, right?
We're trying to squeeze in a lot of stuff on that corner, so, yeah, we're checking schedules right now to see how to best fit that.
Very good. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 28-2015. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Tetra Tech Incorporated to provide engineering services for the King Road Right Turn Lane and Resurfacing Project, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $9,000, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 28-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 28-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 28-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 28-2015 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 6, you have proposed ordinance 29-2015. This is to amend chapter 139 of the codified ordinances. It's a position and compensation plan that affects court employees. So I'm going to have Mrs. Brining describe this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance amends section 139.02 and creates the job titles of probation officer. Previously, they're all women working in that office, hold the title of deputy clerk of courts 1 through 5. The clerk requested that those titles be changed to probation officer to more accurately reflect what they actually do. So I would recommend that that change be approved. And then also a couple of other sections that we had to make a minor change to section 139.04 to clarify the provision for longevity payments. It was a little bit unclear in subsection 4, which we corrected. And then also we recently hired part-time employee, and those were previously not included in our compensation plan. So we just amended section 139.03 to include part-time employees.
What were the changes made to 139.04?
04, that's the longevity factor section.
Yeah.
If you look at subsection 4, there's a sunset provision that's included now, and it was included in a previous version of this legislation, but it was a little bit unclear, so just clarifying going forward. And those only affect longevity payments, really only affect hourly, non-salaried.
Okay.
Is that correct, Toby?
We're actually eliminating longevity payments.
Right, going forward.
Got
right,
it.
Right. And that was the intent. It was just a little unclear in the previous version.
So this is basically housekeeping, right?
Exactly.
There are no new employees.
No.
As a result of this. We are new renaming positions.
Right. Right, and there's no raises or anything associated with the title changes.
And we're clarifying what we already did.
Correct.
And we're making sure that it's
clear.
Clear.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it.
We're not doing longevity anymore.
Right.
Got it.
So, Mr. Mayor,
Mr.
if I may. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 29-2015. Copies have been previously provided to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Amending chapter 139, position and compensation plan of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979 as amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 29-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 29-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 29-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 29-2015 is approved. Just because you're the only student here tonight doesn't mean you don't get the same explanation that other students have gotten. We have two motions to approve ordinances in a single night. The charter requires ordinances to be read in their entirety three times, but because of the internet and because of Xerox machines, we do accept a motion that allows it to be read by title only once instead of three times. That takes a four-vote council of council members to do that. The second motion declares an emergency, and you can pass an ordinance in a single council meeting rather than in three successive council meetings. Anything receiving five or more votes can do that. Most ordinances are accepted that way because they are not controversial. Also, I've gone to two different council members tonight, Mr. Fry and Mr. Lutke. There are eight standing committees of city council, and all the ordinance falls into one of those committees, and that committee chairman will read the ordinance. Why don't we, once again, go around the table and tell them who you are and what your committee is?
I'm Doug Hanum, and I'm the Chair of Zoning and Annexation.
Katie Capellini, and I'm the Chair of Parks and Forestry.
Jason Mishka, Chair of Utilities and Environment.
I'm Mary Westphal, and as President of Sylvania City Council, I oversee finance and safety committees.
I'm Sandy Hussman, and I'm Chair of Buildings and Grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm the Chair of the Streets.
And I'm Mark Lutke, I'm Chair of Community Relations and Human Resources. The motion we just read was HR, and we'll do one a little bit later that has to do with economic development.
Thank you all. Let's move on to agenda item seven. You have in your council packets resolution number 4-2015. This is to declare the necessity of lighting the streets of the city of Sylvania and to provide for an assessment to do that. Are there any changes to this year's assessments or assessment rates?
No.
All right. This is fairly straightforward. They are not the same fees in all areas of the city. It depends what kind of poles they have. We have in some years been able to waive or reduce these rates, but we're not in a position to do that this year. So with that, Mr. Mishka, resolution 4-2015.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 4-2015. All members of council, having previously received copies in advance, are read by title only. Declaring the necessity of lighting the streets in the city of Sylvania, Ohio, determining the manner of providing street lighting and the basis for the property owner's share of the cost and annual assessment, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution 4-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution 4-2015.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 4-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 4-2015 is approved. And I believe that completes our assessment resolutions for the year. Is that correct? We've done trees, ditch, and now streetlights. Okay. And we'll be back with them again next year.
There is one more to actually put them on the assessment.
All right. All right, so we'll be back again with them to actually do it. All right. All right, moving on to agenda item 8, proposed ordinance 25-2015. This was delayed from our last council meeting, so a little more information could be obtained. This is to enter an amendment for the work release CAD program agreement. Mr. Hanum, did you get the information that you were looking for?
I had a conversation with Law Director Brining, and it is what it is, and we're not going to change it. It's hard to be opposed to opportunities for drug treatment over drug incarceration. The judge is committed to giving this a try. This is a commitment for a short period during which time the judge will assess it and report back to the law director. And before we authorize it again, we'll get a report from the law director on how this particular program works. The advantage of this program is it allows the judge to order treatment where, or drug treatment where, the individual is retained in custody for treatment overnight for a fixed period. And there is some thought that that provides benefits to treatment. I'm skeptical, but I'm willing to defer to the judge, and we'll look forward to his report.
Judge Ramey brought this up to me Saturday morning while I was at the SCAT relay, and he told me that if you had any further questions, to please contact him directly.
I'll be happy to do that.
All right. I would recommend that we go ahead and approve this tonight before we catch the judge's ire on this one anymore. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 25-2015. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an amendment for the Work Release CAD Program Agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners for the provision of court addiction diversion services through the Lucas County Court of Common Pleas Work Release Court Addiction Diversion Program to Sylvania Municipal Court, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 25-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 25-2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 25-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 25-2015 is approved. Agenda item 9 is committee reports. We do have a report of the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting held this evening at 7 o'clock. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor. The committee met at 7 o'clock to discuss a variety of items, kind of working backwards through the agenda. Mr. Sanford gave us an update on a number of economic development projects right now. We discussed a suggestion by Dr. David Livingston at Lord's University to perhaps explore ways that the campus can be connected more directly with downtown Sylvania. And after a bit of discussion, including some concerns about not getting too far out in front of some of our stakeholders, we agreed that we would go back and kind of initiate a first steps conversation with Dr. Livingston about the possibility of that action. Ms. Capellini took us through a discussion about doing some improvements to the park at Maplewood in Maine, basically to provide for some additional park benches and seating there for the summer. The committee asked that the administration come back with some site recommendations in 2 weeks and specifically express some concern that we make sure that ultimately we brief the owners of that parcel, which are the folks at the funeral home. We heard a report from Mr. Aller about the trees in downtown Sylvania. Mr. Aller said that up to 8 trees are dead and will need to be removed. Additional thinning will be done up and down Main Street to sort of help with the aesthetics of the street. In replace of those removed trees will be some large planters with flowers plus some hanging baskets. And work will probably take place before the end of March. The final piece was a review by Mr. Sanford of some potential grants and payments from the city to NOIC. NOIC was relocated from Starlight Plaza to a site just east of downtown Sylvania on Monroe Street. There is a sign program that the city has had in effect for some period of time, and NOIC is asked to get some reimbursement for their new sign under the program. I think there was a feeling this is a legitimate request. And then also, Mr. Sanford and the administration negotiated a term for a potential job creation grant that pays NOIC for any, a certain sum for any new jobs over the $4 million payroll, right, that they had in 2014. If it increases by $500,000 or more in 2015, they would be eligible. That portion of the dollars would be eligible for the grant. And so the committee recommended to council that an ordinance be considered to complete those that transaction with NOIC. So I believe we have that in front of us, right, Mr. Mayor?
You do. You have Ordinance 30-2015 in front of you. City is very pleased that NOIC chose to stay within the city limits when they were moved out of their current building down there at Starlight Plaza. They negotiated with us through Bill for several months, and for some time were negotiating really with themselves. They wanted us to break the rules for them, and we just held on to what we offered. And a little bit after the fact, we agreed to go back to what we'd offered them in the beginning. That's why this is a little late, but I don't really want to renege on what the city programs are. I think we should offer them.
Yeah, we certainly don't want to create any disincentives for companies staying in Sylvania.
That's correct.
So with that, I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 30-2015. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an economic development grant agreement with the Northern Ohio Investment Company, NOIC, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 30-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Ordinance Number 30-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 30-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 30-2015 is approved. Thank you. Are there any additional committee reports to be made at this time? Agenda item 10 is committee referrals. Are there any referrals to be made at this time? Moving on to added agenda item 11, you have in your council packets a letter from the service director asking to be able to proceed with a budgeted item to purchase a new water department work truck. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our existing work truck, or box truck, some people refer to them, is 14 years old. It is starting to get tired. It's time to be replaced. We also, as part of our current operation, we have to use a compressor trailer that is actually a 1979 model. That too is extremely tired. So we're asking to replace both vehicles, or both pieces of equipment, excuse me. The new truck will actually have, the new work trucks actually have compressors put right into them. They're just part of the truck, so you take one piece of equipment to the job site and you've got everything that you need right there. So not necessary to purchase two different pieces of equipment. Everything will be self-contained. The way these things work, you buy the chassis from one company, and then another company does all of the box work. They put the work boxes into it, they put the compressors into it, and things of that nature. This will have a generator as part of it. The two companies that currently either have the state term for this piece of equipment or their prices are better than the state term. For the chassis, we're recommending to purchase the truck from Selking International at a price of $64,448. And then all of the body work, truck work, equipment, and things like that to Kaleida Truck at a price of $75,000. The total cost of the truck will be $139,448. this is a little more. We had actually budgeted $135,000 as a separate line item for this truck. The cost for the compressor went up substantially. The company agreed to split that cost with us, and the cost of the chassis went up a little bit too because of the 2016 model came out in the new state term. So it is a little bit more, but we will utilize operations funds. We're not actually asking for an additional appropriation. We'll just use some of our operating funds and be able to purchase the truck within that. So at the same time, we're asking when that truck comes in, then the box truck, our existing work truck and compressor trailer will become obsolete, if you will, and we're asking for permission to be able to advertise those on gov deals once we get the new truck up and running and usable. So I would request permission to proceed with the purchases.
All right, you did mention these are being purchased at or below state term pricing.
Correct.
So that's why they're not needed to be bid at this time. I think we need to do three things. We need to pass ordinance 31, ordinance 32, and then a motion allowing the old equipment to be sold on gov deals. Oh, it is in here to sell the old equipment is in ordinance 31, and I assume 32 then as well. So two motions or two ordinances to pass. Mr. Mishka, 31. Then if you want to go to another one of your committee members, you can do that.
31. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 31-2015. All members of council having previously received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Selking International for the purchase of one new 2016 International 4300 SPA work truck for the Division of Water, Department of Public Service, appropriating $64,448, therefore, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 31-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number
31-2015. Second. Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 31-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 31-2015 is approved. Now on to ordinance 32, which is to buy the boxes and equipment. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 32-2015. All members of council having previously received copies of the ordinance, I will read back the amendment. Accepting the mayor and the director of finance, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept the proposal of Talida Truck for the provision of a truck box, work boxes, and work equipment installation for the new 2016 International 4300 SPA work truck for the Division of Water, Department of Public Service, appropriating $75,000, therefore, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 32-2015 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 32-2015.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 32-2015 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 32-2015 is approved. That brings us to the end of our agenda items. We have added two informational items in front of you tonight. You'll see that the report is back from the Division of Taxation through April. It's improved by about 1% from our last report and it is now in the black. It's moving in the right direction. It has a lot more movement to make. But I'm pleased that it's no longer in the red. The second is you all got this packet of materials. This is for your loose leaf binders. There's a lot to see in there. One of them you can go right to and look at is Division of the Streets. A lot less salt and a lot less overtime hours used on the streets in January, February, and March. So that's all good news. Is there any additional information or items at this time? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting on Monday, May 18th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.